Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Boutique Air Service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today. As I had a friend, Christy Miller, who shared about a special effort over in Tuscumbia, Alabama, that has been organized by Melanie Evans. Now, Melanie and her husband take care of a little boy named Ryder, and his story is very touching, very moving. It's a very sad story, but there is a silver lining because Melanie and her husband care about this young man and want to see him progress in life and do as well as possible. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Melanie Evans.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you, Melanie, and I appreciate listeners who share stories with me like this so that it gives you an opportunity to reach more people. And I hope that the story that you share today will be an encouragement and an inspiration to others to think about what they can do to make a difference in a young person's life.
I do, too. Ryder is amazing. We call him Beanie because when we got him, he was just a little bean, basically. We got Ryder at 8 weeks old. We took his family in. The dad said he was a veteran, and the mom said they were homeless, and they showed up in our hometown, and they had nowhere to go. And I asked my husband if he would take them in because they had a baby, because I run a support group. I help run a support group for veteran wives, because the fact that being a veteran wife is very hard. It is, because if your husband has TBI or PTSD, you need all the support you can get, and it's something that's amazing. So we took them in, and needless to say, come to find out, he didn't even finish boot camp, and they argued and fought and just, they abused their baby a lot while they were staying with us. We called social services. We had a roundtable meeting with 12 social workers and the couple. And social services was going to take the baby, and I spoke up and said, no, please don't take him. We'll take him. My poor husband looked like he was the exorcist. His head whooped around real quick because we have 9 kids.
Oh,
we
actually
have 9 of our own. Our youngest is 22. So we were retired, and they let us take the baby. We were no relation to the baby, but we thought that they would get it together. This would be their wake up, and they would get it together. Well, for the first 4 months, they never saw their child. They and they had 2-hour visitations that they were allowed, and they never saw him. They ended up running, and because she was pregnant again, Ryder was the third child she lost. She lost to the state. Ryder had dysphagia. We found out once we got him to the doctors, and he was also a fetal alcohol baby. She did drugs and weed while she was pregnant. When we got Ryder, he was actually living in his car seat for the first 8 weeks of his life. So he was frozen, his legs were frozen in a fetal position. And it took months to work that little boy where he could actually move his legs and stuff. We did early intervention with him. And we did where he would have physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech, and feeding clinic too, because the fact that he choked on everything that he ate. So he had a lot of things go wrong in his little life. And he's an amazing little warrior. I will tell you, this little boy, for everything that he's gone through, he has seizures, he has a bunch of other stuff. He has moved mountains. And everyone that meets him, he will give them the brightest little smile. He might not talk to you, but he'll give you a smile and a hug. Because he's autistic, but he is amazing. He's had braces on his little feet since he was a year old. It started with what's called SMOs, which only is at the ankle, but they're to help keep his feet flat and straighten his feet because he's pigeon-toed and he tries to walk on his tippy toes. Well, we have great insurance. Don't get me wrong. We have great insurance. We don't qualify for state insurance because we're over the income, which that's fine. That's a blessing. The military insurance is a wonderful thing. But you're talking $600 copay at a time. And they only cover so many. And as you know, children do grow. So, but now we are graduating to what's called AFOs, which goes all the way up the calf muscle, up to the calf, up almost to your, right below your knee. And he has to have those because the fact that he tippy-toe walks and he's pigeon-toed. So he falls a lot. And this is just a result of what of the fetal alcohol, because he also has left side weakness, and he has to have them. And the insurance company denied them. We are appealing, but so far, it isn't a good thing. I mean, they're 6 months behind.
Melanie, you talked about the blessing of having income and then having insurance, good insurance at that. But when I think about the story that you've shared so far, as bad as the situation was for Ryder with his mom and dad originally, what a blessing that he came into your life so that you and your husband could take him in. I'm interested where you came from now that you're living in Tuscumbia and how that connected to California, because a lot of things came into play for this to happen.
Well, we run I'm part of a support group called Caregivers of Wounded Warriors. We reach all over the United States and into the other countries too, actually. It's called COWW, C-O-W-W. What it is a support group for wives, because when your husband has a TBI or PTSD, you don't get a lot of socialization because sometimes your husband is not able to. And being a caregiver of a wounded warrior is very, very hard at times, because sometimes you have to do ADLs. Sometimes you have to just be there constantly redirecting. And these people were in California. We were living in Kentucky. We actually where we came from. And they showed up in our hometown, in our town, because they thought that they could get somebody to help them. And we wanted to help them. I really did. But these people didn't want help.
Right.
They wanted somebody to just basically take care of them and give them everything, and the lies of the fact he took Chris Kyle's story and made it his own. I mean, he didn't even finish boot camp. He was kicked out of boot camp. And as a wounded warrior's wife, and as a, and having a wounded warrior that actually did serve, that kind of, it really is not nice.
What type of blowback did you have for trying to get Ryder from them?
Yes, there was a very big blowback. We actually had to get our own attorney. We had Becky, which is our attorney. She was amazing. We ended up paying for her. And we had to go through fingerprints. My son had to go through fingerprints. We had to go through home studies. We had to go to court a lot. And for a while there, people said, oh, are you just trying to get their baby? I had 9 kids. I didn't want it. At that time, I really didn't want another baby. You know, we were doing this for the kindness of our heart because I grew up in foster care. So I didn't want Ryder just to go to a home that he didn't know, or the people had like 6 kids.
Yes.
You know, that was my biggest thing. It took us 11 months and we were granted full custody of Ryder. So, and then after that, we filed for adoption. We used Mark Grisky out of Clarksville, Tennessee, and he did our adoption for us. And even then, we had to go through the home study again. And we had to go through fingerprints and everything again. No, you can't have the chicken, honey. So.
Well, I tell you, Melanie, I was very blessed myself because my grandparents actually gained full custody of me when I was 9 years old, and they went through the court process. And then for another relative, we had to go through 3 years of court for custody that was eventually granted. And so I know what it's like to try to keep children out of the foster care system and do what you can to try to provide that home that they so desperately need.
And that's our, was our goal with Ryder, and to give him the best life that he could have. We were hoping they would get it together and actually really want Ryder and want to be parents. But Ryder was the 3rd child they had lost to the state. And she's went on to have 2 more children since Ryder. And they're on the run right now with those other 2 children. And none of Ryder's biological family wanted to take Ryder. Grandmas, aunts, uncles, cousins, nobody wanted him because he had special needs. And I will tell you, those needs are there, but you wouldn't see it. I mean, this kid is the most amazing, lovable little boy that ever lived. He melts your heart.
Melanie, as I think about the opportunity that the parents had, and clearly, as I said before, they have their own struggles, and they're going to have to choose at some point in their life to change the path that they're on. And I would definitely, like yourself and your husband, would want to be an encouragement to them to say that don't give up and don't quit. If you're fighting to get better, do that. But when somebody is in that place, children do not need to be there during that time. And you all took the interest in Ryder and said he needs better, and you chose to do that. So thank you to you and your husband for taking on Ryder and adding a 10th child to your already large home.
I will tell you, I wouldn't trade Ryder for anything in the world. Ryder has the most amazing, he calls his older sister, who's 30, that lives out of state every day. And he just has a conversation with his older sister. And then he has a 25-year-old brother who lives right next door to us.
Wow.
On our property, that actually spends time with him. And my son is autistic. My son is actually autistic, my 25-year-old. And my 25-year-old will sit there and spend time and play with him and take the time with him. This little boy is very, very loved. He has a lot of people who love him and adore him. When we moved to Tuscumbia, it's because we have family down here, Russellville and Killen, and we wanted to be close to family.
And Melanie, if you'll stick with me, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the effort called Little Swimmers and what you all are doing to help other children, the importance of that, and then how people can help with this most recent fundraiser for Ryder, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Melanie Evans. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like. Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be here today to listen to this conversation, a very important conversation, a life-changing conversation for a little guy named Ryder. He's 3 years old, and I'm talking to Melanie Evans right now. She shared in the first segment about Ryder's story coming from California, his current situation, the things that he has had to overcome as a little guy. I hope that you listen to this story. It's very important that you are encouraged and inspired to find a way to make a difference. As Melanie said, they already had 9 children, and Ryder makes 10. So I would say that that completes their family. And as Melanie alluded to at the end of the last segment, she wouldn't trade Ryder for anything. So he's a beautiful little boy. We want to try to help. There are some ways that you can help Ryder and this family who wants to help him grow and be able to live his life as good as possible. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Melanie Evans.
Hi, Mark. You were asking me about Little Swimmers, Alabama.
Yes.
When we moved down here, we saw such a need in the news about children dying from not being able to swim, falling in pools, not being able to save themselves. Well, William, my husband, is a championship high school swimmer. Plus, he swam in the Navy and different things. So to get certified, ISR certified, and also through the Red Cross certification too. And we opened Little Swimmers. Well, we were only charging $20 a half hour to teach children how to swim and how to save themselves, because we believe every child needs to know how to save themselves. God forbid they jump in a pool, a 2-year-old jumps in a pool or falls in or falls in the creek, they're going to panic. And they have to know how to save themselves if an adult's not there right away. Or even an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old, any age, a child, an adult should know how to save themselves. And that is our calling. Last year, we did 300 children between the middle of June and September. We caught 300 children.
Wow.
And this year, this is our second season, and we are adding Mommy and Me classes so that moms can get involved with their kids doing it, water aerobics, and we're doing the ISR and one-to-one swim lessons. We do one-to-one swim lessons. We don't do group swim lessons. So that means the kids get your attention, and we do special needs. So children that have autism or ODD or MR, that's our job, is to help these kids, and it's our calling, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
That's what we want to do. We are blessed, and God has blessed us, and we feel that this is a blessing to the community to be able to teach these, and we do it right out of our backyard in our pool so that it's easy. The kids have a place they can, moms can sit, mom or dad, and grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle can sit and watch the swim lessons while it's going on. You know, and we talk to them at the end of the lesson, and we tell them what they need to work on at home, whether we want them to sit and just kick their feet while they're sitting down. That's what we do. And we help kids to learn how to save themselves. Because once that, you don't want another statistic. Because if you look up the statistics on children dying from drowning, they're high. And our job is to help children, but also help the parents. And that's what we want. And we're blessed. And I know there's other people in the area that does it, that probably, and some of them aren't certified, but we are. And that's what we want for these children, are to just be able to rescue themselves.
And Melanie, obviously this can happen anytime during the year, but we are headed into spring and summer and family vacations and opportunities for these younger people who don't know how to swim or protect themselves in the water. There is a clear danger if they don't know how to do that.
Yes. And that's why we're doing it. We're opening, our pool is going to be opening up. I would say beginning of May, we're actually taking names now and registering kids for their slots and everything. And as soon as the warmer weather hits, we'll start getting in the pool. And we have a saltwater pool. It's actually not a chlorine pool, so it's a lot better for the kids, with their skin and also their eyes and stuff. So that's the great part about it. And we love kids. That's the one thing. As you can tell, somebody that has 10 kids must love kids somewhere, you know? And I mean, even Ryder swims. Actually, Ryder does swim. So he actually went through lessons and swims. So he gets right in there and loves to swim with everybody. So
now that we covered that subject, how can people connect when it comes to the swimming effort?
We have a website. It's called GoLittleSwimmers.com. And we also have a Facebook page. It's at ISRBill. And that's Little Swimmers Alabama. And our phone number's there. Our website's there. They can send a message. They can call us. We will register your child. We will sit and talk to you and tell you what we can do to help your child, you know. And that's the best part about it. We want parents to be realistic. Your child's not going to swim in a week. That's realistic. Unless they really know how to do it. But what we do is teach your child where they're at. And that's what we love about it.
And let's jump into Beanie's custom specialty braces, which are a necessity for him now as he has grown. You talked about it in the first segment, but let's talk about these specialty braces that Ryder needs.
Ryder needs, they're called AFOs. And what they are braces that go up his calf and around his foot and puts him at a 90-degree angle. Instead of being where his feet turn in or his left side is weak, and also he tippy toes, so the knuckles of his toes. So his toes curl under, actually. So these braces help him to be able to walk flat-footed at a 90-degree angle and help him strengthen his ankles, his feet, and his legs. Because Ryder has left side weakness because of the fetal alcohol and different things. So The insurance, God love the insurance. I do love them because they've been wonderful to us, but they're denying them. So it kind of stinks because these braces are $4,400. They're not cheap. They're custom made. They are for riders. They actually took molds of riders' feet and helped, and it's based on rider. And so one of my friends said, let's do a GoFundMe. I'm like, no, that's crazy. You know, I shouldn't do it. Nobody's going to donate. But people have been, and I'm very, very grateful. And I try to keep people up to date on Ryder. Like right now, Ryder's sick. He's got a cold, and he's we call him Baby Pukes a lot because of the dysphagia. He's puking a lot, you know? But we try to keep people up to date on Ryder and his accomplishments and what he's doing. Because like we go to Stepping Stones twice a week. We go for 2 hours once a week right now for OT and speech. And we're going to up that to 2 times a week. And we see lots of specialists. People will not believe the amount of specialists this little boy sees. But he is such a little warrior and so smart. I mean, he is just the best little boy that ever lived. And I will say, we have an amazing pediatrician with Dr. Melvin over at Tennessee Valley Pete's. He is the best guy that I've ever seen for this little boy. He doesn't let his diagnoses define Ryder. He's determined to take some of those away if we can, you know, and that's what we want. We want Ryder to do whatever Ryder wants to do. And these braces will help Ryder so that when he's seven, they cut those tendons and then he ends up in cast. We don't want that for Ryder. We want Ryder to be able to walk like a normal child. And that's what these braces do. It prevents that, hopefully, crossing fingers and toes and a lot of prayers. You know, instead of waiting till he's 7 years old where they have to go in, do surgery, cut those tendons, and basically put him in cast for 6 weeks. So.
Well, we certainly want to help with Beanie's custom specialty AFO's braces. And that GoFundMe is exactly that. The title, if you search GoFundMe.com, you can search Beanie's Custom Specialty AFOS Braces. And you said that's AFOs, right? Correct? AFOs?
Yeah, AFOs. Okay. AFOs.
Beanie's Custom Specialty AFOs Braces, organized by Melanie Evans. And one thing I would like to do, Melanie, because I have what's called the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award, and because Ryder, also known as Beanie, is such a cool kid, and you've shared an amazing story about his life. I know he's 3 years old, so he's really young. But I want to recognize Ryder with the Cool Kid Award through the Mark White Show.
Thank you. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely. And we want to try to help. So I'll share this GoFundMe on the Facebook page through our social media. And then, of course, we'll have this show where people can listen. They can tune in, find out ways that they can help. They may want to be a part of the swimming effort. They may want to help Ryder. There's a couple of different ways that they can benefit and feel that they are making a difference in the lives of your family.
And we want, and Mark, we'll update you as Ryder grows too, what's going on with Ryder. And we'll update the viewers too, because Ryder is a special kid. He is the most amazing little boy that ever lived. I will tell you, I never knew I could love another little human that I didn't give birth to as much as I love this little boy. You could not tell that I didn't give birth to him because he's my son.
Oh, love it. Love it. Melanie, I'm so grateful to Christy Miller for sharing this effort with me so I could have you on the show and you could share about Ryder and your family. And I know that there's someone out there who wants to make a difference right now. And I hope that this show does help to bring awareness to this effort. And we're going to continue to watch Ryder grow and have these milestones. And you just keep up the good work along with your husband, William. So thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Melanie.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like William and Melanie Evans. And we appreciate their support of this little guy, Ryder, and the rest of their family. I hope that you're encouraged and inspired by this show today. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and then go over and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via your favorite podcast platform. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air Service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.